The Gina story is about black students beating up a white student, reportedly in retaliation for nooses found hanging from a tree at the high school. The black students are all facing criminal charges, but no white students have even been disciplined for leaving the nooses. The case drew national attention, and thousands of demonstrators came to Gina from all over the country to demand fair treatment for the black students. Chicago Tribune Southwest Bureau Chief Howard Witt says despite real progress in race relations across the South, stories like the Gina Six show real equality hasn't been achieved in some areas.
The point is, who controls the larger power structures, and particularly in the criminal justice system, and it's almost always whites. And the situation is that it's easy for people to say, we don't have a problem here. The white people say that, but you talk to a lot of the black people and they have a completely different perspective.
The six black students are now awaiting trial as juveniles. Witt says it's possible that things can work out for the best if the black community believes the black students are treated fairly.
Justice still needs to be done. The black kids did ultimately attack a white kid. It's always been a question of proportionality and what are the appropriate charges in a case like that. So we'll have to see what happens.
Jim Bell, Houston Public Radio News.